Blog Talk Radio.
Extended version of that song.
The real extended version.
You didn't realize it's going to be a 15-minute song. All right, half the show's over with now. So this is
made it easy.
Thanks, you guys, for tuning into Freaking Awesome Show. We'll see you later. We'll see you next week. Good night. All right, well, let's get serious now. Welcome to the Freaking Awesome Show. Hello, all you freaks out there. This is Ryan.
This is Angie.
And we are happy to be back. Unfortunately, our guests that were supposed to come on tonight, one of them contracted COVID. So our prayers go out to them. Hopefully she'll be able to recover soon, and we'll have them on the show sometime next month. So, again, if you send us prayers out to Stephanie Hutnick and Eric Knapp, they're dealing with that. And like I said, hopefully she'll recover soon, and, you know, we'll be back. We'll have them back on the show next week. We missed last week's show.
Yeah.
Because it was Labor Day weekend, and we had been at my dad's house for a cookout. It was just a lot of stuff going on. We didn't get back in time, and life got in the way. So we're sorry about that, and we'll be having them back on the show, hopefully in November. I think that's the date we're looking at. Let's see, what's going on? What's going on with you? Angie's over here.
I'm hiding.
Yeah, she's not wanting to be on camera right now, which is fine.
It better be fine.
It is fine.
Were you going to turn it around? Like, no.
No.
Respect my wishes.
I was not going to do that.
I am. It's just been a long 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Rough 2 weeks.
Tell you what, her job has got a buttload.
I don't want to talk about my job.
Oh.
This is a happy show.
All right, fine. Yeah. So last week we did a investigation at the cabin on the Orion effect. It was that was the show that comes on after this one. It was pretty active. We had a good time. We got a bunch of EVPs. It was a lot of fun. She didn't go. Angie didn't go with us. But
I stayed here and took care of the boy. Got him to sleep.
Mm-hmm. She's good like that. I'm not ready for getting the baby to go to sleep. He was hyper earlier, though. Tell you what, man.
This is getting him to sleep now.
Yeah, he's in bed with his sister right now. Anyways, we had a very pretty good investigation. If you get a chance, go take a look at it. It's on their Facebook page. And yeah, anything else?
No.
She's a woman with a few words tonight.
You know, today has been a rough, you know, like I felt like I got zero sleep last night. So,
really?
Like I've been exhausted all day today. All day. Like he let me take a nap, but I'm still exhausted.
Well, I mean, you know, saying I let you take a nap, it's like how saying, like, you know, I took Allergy with me to the store, and Angie got some sleep.
I mean, it was what, like an hour?
Yeah, it wasn't, no. Probably
it
wasn't.
It definitely was not a power nap. Like,
no.
I'm still exhausted.
Probably needed more sleep, but I'm glad you're here with me now. But to go back, you know, to what we were talking about earlier, COVID stuff is serious, and it's affecting a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, us included, to talk about, you know, the rough 2 weeks, and not we don't have it, but we've been affected by it, if that makes sense. Anywho, tonight we've got two very special ladies coming on the show. We had a little bit of a pinch hitter situation here. I called, I messaged Kimberly last night after Eric let me know they weren't able to come on the show. And I was like, do you want to come on and talk to us about Old House Woods? And then I saw that Jerry was out down there with her exploring the woods that has the old house.
I'm excited to hear about the old house woods.
I know. We've been, you know, I've been sitting over here flapping my gums for about 10 minutes straight. I think we should put our guests on the show.
Let's do it.
Let's do that. I think it's about damn time. Put this one on. Hello. And this one on.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, my little freaks.
I tell you, Jerry, you're going to be like one of our favorite guests coming on the show here because, man, you were just on here not too long ago.
I know, but I love my freaks.
Well, we love you too.
We love you too.
And this is our first time having Kimberly on the show, so we're excited to talk to you. I think we appreciate you guys coming on and speaking with us.
Yeah, first
no
time
problem.
Caller, long time fan.
Yay!
Long time listener, first time caller.
There you go.
Oh, got my Sonic, my giant Sonic over here.
It's making me cold.
That's why I'm dressed up. You know, it is like 90 degrees outside up here, maybe in the 80s. I got a pullover, blue jeans on, slippers on, freezing my tail off.
Don't get Rihanna's here.
I was. Angie likes the cold.
Big girls don't like the heat. Mama, a big girl.
No. No, we don't.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like
keep it nice
like,
and
I,
cold.
I complain about the coldness. I don't like.
Yeah,
I, don't,
yeah.
I wouldn't want. It, wouldn't want it to be hot in here. You know, I'd rather be cold.
Yes, me too. Polar bear degrees is good for me.
Yeah, I can only take so much off before I start scaring people. So I'd rather.
Hey, tell them like I do. I'm not responsible for retinal damage.
There you go.
Michael, I'm blind.
That's the reason God made.
I'm responsible for your nightmares.
Huh, I'd be okay to be responsible for some nightmares. I ain't lying.
That's the truth.
Mm.
So are you guys going to be able to up to the cabin on the 26th?
Well, I got to be there to do readings.
Oh, yeah, you'll be there, Jerry.
Yeah. I'm going to try and go. I can't make any promises, but I'll definitely be there for the shindig on the 17th?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, that is our...
Yeah.
Because
we're all
Halloween
Libras.
Together. Yes. You're there too?
Yeah.
You're part of the Libra crew? When's your birthday?
Oh, yes. I'm 16th.
Bullshit. That's 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
16th, 17th, 18th.
I know. That's what I was telling Jerry. That's what I'm telling Jerry. This is like, wow, you know, three Libras. And then it turned into four because isn't Savannah a Libra also?
Yeah.
She's the 17th.
Well,
what day are you?
I'm the 11th. I'm the 11th.
Okay.
I'm the baby.
I gotcha. So you start the week off. You start the week off and then
yep.
I end the week.
That's right. You do.
Yep.
Yep.
That's right.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know. That is.
We purposely made it not a public. Of course, it's everywhere. But, you know, I didn't really invite anyone to the public to come out because I wanted it just to be like us investigating and having a good time.
Mm.
Not have to worry about, you know, leading groups or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can take your time. You know.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to camping out in the way back.
Tell you what, it'll be October, middle of October too, so hopefully it won't be hot. You'll be a nice cool air back there. Mosquitoes will all be gone because they're being terrible.
That's what I'm thinking.
Speaking of mosquitoes, how's Old House Woods going?
Was
like
covered with
a
mosquitoes.
Actually,
I
it wasn't.
Like,
the mosquitoes weren't that bad last night. I had no spray on. I had no spray on, and I got bit twice.
Oh wow!
Oh no, I got bit more than that.
Yeah, well, you were also a lot closer to the ditches than I was. So
yeah, that's true.
All them mosquitoes. Now, the last time we were down there, good God Almighty.
Spray didn't help us.
That was like pincushion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So where is Old House Woods located?
Well, Old House Woods is located in an area of Matthews County called Diggs, Virginia. It's on the Chesapeake Bay, and it's on the outer part of Matthews that sticks the farthest out into the bay. It's a patch of woods. Is Old House Woods, and it's the phenomenon that happens there isn't exclusive just to that area, Old House Woods, because all up and down the road on the way to Old House Woods, which I think is Haven Beach Road, there's been all kinds of small things too. So it's like the whole area. But yeah, it's in Diggs.
So what's the old house? Is there like a historical significance to the old house, or is it just an old house that was there? And they're like, oh, it's Old House Woods.
No, it was a if you go to our webpage, I've got it up as the picture for our webpage. That was the house of Old House Woods, the house. There were multiple other houses through Old House Woods at that time, or after that house, but that was the original old house of Old House Woods. And I believe it was demolished, oh gosh, somewhere in the late 70s, I think. I would have to look back through all of my notes, but yeah, the remainder of the house, which, you know, was fallen in, and so they went ahead and demolished the house. But yeah, that was on Old House Woods Road.
So I remember probably early 20s, late teens, you know, I had friends in Matthews County, and we illegally went and checked out, I guess, Old House Woods, you know, because everyone had lived there who had heard like little stories. And yeah, I just remember, like, falling in a ditch and hurting my leg because we saw some lights and took off running.
Oh, my.
Hopping our door, looking for Angie. Oh, finally we caught you.
That was so long ago. I didn't even know that it was a real thing until, like, you know, I started hearing people talking about it over the past, what, probably about 2 years ago when.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, wow, so that is a real thing. I almost died really looking for something.
Yeah. At least he died, almost died for a reason. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So are there lights in the woods? Is that one of the phenomena that people see out there, the weird lights in the woods?
Well, Jerry, do you want to?
I got pictures.
Like, I remember it looked like somebody was chasing us with, like, flashlights.
Yeah.
But,
that's
like,
funny because that's the pictures I have.
Lights
yeah.
were getting closer.
Yeah.
To-
yeah. A lot of times, though, the phenomenon, what we discovered, Kevin and I, God, we did so much research down there. And, of course, we ran into the lights in the woods. Well, after we debunked all of the lights that surround the woods, you know, everything, a house light, you know, 7 acres away, if you aim it just right through those trees, you'll see a light in the woods. But it's 5 acres. It's not a light. It's on a house. So after we debunked all of that sort of thing, we still saw these things that were on bushes or on trees. And it wasn't every time. It was at random. At first we thought it was at random. But, you know, after you start to accumulate 7 years worth of data, I've gone back through it and matched everything up. And it happens in early spring and then again in late fall. It's a little bug, and he's a glowworm. He makes a little web anywhere from 3 inches to 5 inches wide, and they're on the side of trees and on the ground or in the bushes, and they put off a light, and it's bright when it hits that web. It's bright, and it attracts bugs, and that's what they eat. So when we discovered that, we started, you know, doing things like on nights when they would show up, we would ride up and down the roads, you know, with headlights off and all of this kind of thing, and seeing what kind of effect, you know, it threw.
Yeah.
And what we found is if you're walking or driving by and, you know, it's a pitch black night in Old House Woods and you see these random lights throughout the woods, as you drive by, the passing of other trees that are in the way makes it look as though those things are in motion, but they're not.
Huh.
We had a strange event, actually, where Jerry and I was explaining to Jerry last night, where a lot of the heightened activity happens in Old House Woods as far as light phenomenon. And sound phenomenon. I mean, it's real thick through a certain portion down there. We had a light phenomenon there, but that was the only place we ever saw lights that we couldn't debunk. I don't know what anybody else has caught, because like I said, I'm thankful that Jerry will repost stuff that she finds and discovers in Old House Woods on our page, because people are not, they're forthcoming with stories, but they're not forthcoming with any kind of evidence.
Yeah, it's good to have the evidence to back up your stories, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But we still have those two unexplainable lights from when me, you, and Savannah went down there. I mean, it's just they're so perfectly round. You know what I'm talking about? That picture that I showed last night.
I don't know. You're gonna have to refresh my memory.
I'll send it to you. The two light pictures. Yeah.
Well, there was that, and then last night when we were sitting down there at that first curve. You know, where we kept seeing people walk back and forth and all of that. Not down towards the beach, but on Old House Woods Road. Okay.
Yeah.
I kept seeing a light that was shining through the woods at an angle. And I kept trying to rationalize, okay, is that the house? Because that house there had their front porch light on. But when we got to the end of the road, no, it didn't line up like that. And then, of course, when we parked on the grassy knoll and we discovered that there were other ghost hunters down there, I just completely, you know, threw it off as, okay, well, it was probably a glint off their flashlights. Because remember, this is something, Ryan, that people don't understand when they come down there, but I can't express it enough. If you really want to see Old House Woods, turn your headlights and your flashlights and your headlamps off. And do not look at a light for 30 minutes. Let your eyes adjust to the blackness down there.
Yeah, we did that last night.
Right.
Plus, light,
and that's when...
Cut it off, too.
Yes. It's your eyes... I can't explain it, but after it adjusts, it becomes sensitive to light. So any kind of phenomenon that gives off light, you'll see.
Well, we did the same thing.
Or
as
like
the
I said,
you know,
what'd you do, Ryan?
We do the same thing in the woods behind the cabin. We try not to use flashlights too much, because you know, there are light phenomena in the woods behind the cabin as well that we try to catch.
Right. Right.
So yeah, I know what you're talking about. So Kimberly, when did you first start investigating? What made you want to go out and investigate Old House Woods for the first time? What got you out there?
I was in when we first moved here. My father was, you know, he was big into all the, you know, Oak Island kind of things, treasures, and you know, big on Knights Templar. And he contacted a buddy of his because they had heard the, you know, they grew up with the legends around here. So they went down there and took some radar equipment, sonar equipment, and floated it back and forth across the entire swamp. Now, back then, there were like little walk paths and little docks that you could go across the swamp on. Okay. So, you know, they were mapping out the swamp, because what they were looking for was cow holes. And
what are cow holes?
Cow hole is an area of Old House Woods that cows used to, entire cows disappear in it. People disappear in it. It's
like a
sinkhole.
Quicksand type of thing? Oh, wow.
Like a sinkhole. Well, that's what cow hole is. Well, when, you know, my dad and his buddy tested it all out and found it and measured it and all kinds of crazy crap, pulled some really interesting arrowheads and things off of the bottom of it. They realized what they had found, and they quickly backed away from it. Now, you know, growing up, I was under my father's thumb. So when he said, you forget about this, you don't talk about this, then you don't. You know, he was ex-military. I was raised that way. In high school, my friends went back.
Was
there.
So was you scared of you
coming? Excuse me.
Was he scared of you calling back?
Getting here.
And getting cold. Is that why you're so like you just forget about this?
Yeah, he didn't. Well, you know, first of all, my dad had very old-fashioned beliefs. Girls don't do this sort of thing, you know. So you don't want me down there. Wants me forget about where that was at. Don't say nothing to nobody, you know, this sort of thing. So I did, because I went with them to blow up the raft that they floated back and forth across the swamp.
So they took them
with the rope. You know, the pack camel, if you will.
Yeah.
And then in high school, my friends, you know, everybody used to go down there and scare the hell out of themselves. And I used to think it was funny. And until my friends went back there. And I got a phone call late at night from one of my buddies and freaking out because they thought they had caught a house on fire. And we went back down there the next day because I didn't hear anything on the scanner. You know, house fire or something like that.
Yeah.
Didn't hear anything on the scanner. So the next day we went back down there. Couldn't even find the house.
Wow.
One of the individuals that took part in that was Kevin Kierstead, who is my deceased research partner of Old House Woods. Years go by, you know, life happens, and we're living back here in Matthews, and my friend Kevin's got a radio show and all kinds of crazy things, and he wants me to come out to Old House Woods with him because he's never had a paranormal experience. He wants to go out to Old House Woods and do some spooking, is what we used to call it back in the day. So I went out there and met him. And from that night on, it was 4 years of, you know, me and him down there a lot. You know, and other people would come down with us or, you know, would happen to be down there while we were there. We've seen some crazy things down there. But, you know, and you start to accumulate so much data. And when he passed away, everything he had on his laptop was unreachable. And he had almost everything. I had it all in writing because I'm a note-taking freak. So I started to put everything together and, you know, put it all on a file online so I don't have to lug around, you know, 23 spiral notebooks. And, but it was just finding one thing after another. So he passes away, and I had stayed away from Old House Woods for about a year because it was very emotional. So I just didn't want to go down there. And then I started going down there on my own, and I met Tabitha of Nevermore. And we started doing tours down there. But I told her, you know, if there's going to be a professional team that comes down there that will have access to my data, I want it to be professional. Not TV, but professional. No bullshit. I've seen some stupid things in this time. And she mentioned Crop, Dennis. And after I met him and shook his hands and looked in his eyes, I knew right then and there, this is the one. He's not going to lie. He's not going to fake a result. Going to make up a story. I can tell that. I'm weird like that. I can tell things about people when I touch them. And I knew right then, okay, this is the one. This is the guy. And the rest is history. After meeting him and Tabitha, then all of a sudden I meet some other people just in and out. And then I meet Jerry. And then after that, me and her have been going down to Old House Woods quite often.
Yeah, I've been seeing y'all's posts about your trips down there, and you know, Angie and I are.
Yeah, it looks like you guys have a great time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to going down there, like in the fall when it's nice and cool.
Right. Well, in October, we are going to have a tour down there. Now, I don't know how it's going to work out because Nevermore has, you know, joined in with Crop, and I know Dennis has got his hands full. So I'm thinking I'm going to do an event in October, if not two. I'm watching to see how this Halloween business goes. I might end up doing something for kids, like a trunk or treat in Old House Woods or something like that. But, yeah, we are going to have a tour coming up soon.
So,
yeah, because the history is amazing.
Talking about that, right? Talk about some of the history associated with, like, some of the legends that you heard about Old House Woods. That your dad was – you were talking about your dad getting into legends and stuff. Can you talk about some of the legends of Old House?
Well, my dad thinks that cow hole isn't a naturally made thing. He thinks that it is another Templar hole. And the reason for that being is because he said, now I don't know because he never had notes and things like this. And, you know, I was a high school student, 16 years old. I just remember him blathering on and on about this damn swamp that I had to go back in there with him and this dumb guy. You know what I'm saying? And get all dirty.
Yeah.
You know? He believes that's what it was. He said it fits the dimension. And the Templars did make these pits up and down the East Coast, all the way out to the Canary Islands. You know, they were considered pirates. I
were they
to say it,
treasure?
That's what they were. Yeah.
What were the pits for?
What was the what? The pits for?
What were the
it's
pits
just like
for?
Oak Island.
Yeah.
To put money in.
I got you.
To put money in to set up for the next some people believe for the next godly nation. So they were going to store money and valuables, everything that they needed to start a new nation here. And that's what they did. They planted the stuff all up and down the East Coast. So that's what my dad thinks. He thinks that's exactly what that hole is. Now, there's no proof of that. There's no way to prove it, you know, and that's what we ran into with Old House Woods. The legends that Kevin and I concentrated on were the exact same legends that L.B. Taylor wrote about in his book. And I can't think of the lady's name offhand, but she wrote a book about ghosts of Virginia, of the stories about their books. Now, there's a plethora more stories out there. These are just the ones that he picked to that had some sort of a background, a partially traceful, if you will. And that was – right. So that was the other thing that we ran into was, you know, we live in a wonderful little Bible Belt community here, and people don't like to talk about ghosts and pirates and anything negative. We don't have that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Years ago, I had heard, and I haven't been able to verify it, but I heard years ago, Robert Stack, who, interesting, was another friend of my father's, was going to come here and do a show on Old House Woods for Unsolved Mysteries. And he was prevented. The sheriff at the time said, no, not going to have that here. And they were prevented from doing the show. So that was back in the 80s. Now it's a different air. But the history, you know, this whole area was seething with pirates.
Well, I'm glad people are more open-minded about that, you know, paranormal stuff than they used to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, you guys had, I guess, you had, what was that, Don Wildman come out there?
Yeah, from the Travel Channel Network. To do a show on Buried Worlds, and
that's what it was called.
That was, you know, it was very. It was to put it lightly, we were all disappointed with the show. They didn't say anything about another part of the show.
Yeah.
So all we knew in general was that, you know, this was about Old House Woods. So the first thing I did was, you know, I believe in when you have opportunities given to you in the world, you are supposed to bring others with you up. You see what I'm saying? I don't know how to explain it, but when you have opportunities, I believe you're supposed to share them with people that got you those opportunities. So what I did was, when they called and asked me questions, I told them, you know, I gave them Tabitha's name with Nevermore. And then when they called me back later and asked me about an investigative team, I told them the only one that I will back up and support as legitimate, you know, was Croc, Dennis Eslop. And that's what they did. They started making contacts and then, you know, set it all up. And Tabitha was just wonderful with it. But we did it and thought it was great and done. And then I start finding out about certain individuals that were on the second half of the show. and it was disturbing. It was made up. It was a lie. First I was told it was a lie, then I was told that it was an acid trip that him and the other guy had. You don't know. Yeah, I know for a fact, being back down there as long as I have, there is no kind of a demon in those woods. And I thought it was funny because where they filmed them at wasn't even in Old House Woods. It was in another part of the county out in its woods. Because if you look at it, they're not in the swamp.
No.
So,
you know, and
yeah.
You know, I heard that, you know, there was some evidence that Dennis caught that was not shown, and it's just, I don't know. It was disappointing because they only showed like 10 minutes of the investigation that you guys went on.
Yes.
And the rest
of it. Very upset.
Yeah.
For all the time and the effort and whatnot that was put into it by everyone on my side of the story, I'll say, it was very, I'll never work with Travel Channel again. I just won't.
Do you think it will make people think twice about having television shows down there after what happened?
Yeah, it probably will. But I'm going to be doing my own documentary. So once I get that done and out, then, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. It's not flashy enough for the TV shows. You know, there's no kind of, I don't know how you put it. There's no bricks flying across rooms and glasses shattering on bedside tables.
Oh, don't
damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's activity on the grassy knoll, and you can ask Jerry about that.
Yeah, there's plenty of activity on the grassy knoll.
Let's talk this talk.
And it ain't JFK.
Where?
What is the most impressive you've caught there?
My boyfriend.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, that's
good
to know.
You caught a boyfriend there.
Wow.
I did.
Maybe we all go single, come out hit.
There we go.
Now, he stood me up last night.
There we go. So what happened
last
night?
He did. That was kind of strange.
He stood me up last night. Let me get off of this. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yeah.
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. So the last few times Kimberly and I have went out there, we've went to, of course, different spots in Old House Woods, and I come home and listen to EVPs, and there's a man that calls me Blondie and knows my name. So we've got it on, I think, either two or three different occasions where it's, you know, three different times where he has shown up to different spots and he calls me Blondie, and he knows who I am. So I just named him my boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Strange. Very.
What kind of spirits are we dealing with out there? Is it, are they thinking more recent, or like, are they soldiers? What?
Anything and everything, Ryan.
Yeah, children too.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, is the majority of the spirits that are out there are intelligent.
Yeah.
They'll answer questions through your devices. They will come across in EVPs. They will touch you.
Yeah, you had that happen last night.
You got touched last night.
I got touched last
right
night.
Right up on her arm.
Yeah, and it's if you can relax yourself enough. Now I could last night because I'm used to the vibrations and the energy in those woods. I'm used to them, you know, changing on a dime. Jerry's not yet. She will be after more exposure. She'll be able to settle right on down, even when you feel like there's somebody breathing down your neck, which will happen too. But Jerry was saying, you know, that she felt something was in the car with us, and she just felt really off last night.
Yeah, but there was something in the car with us. That's what upsets me as I'm sitting there listening to these EV. This is what I'm upset about with intuition let me put it to you this way. I didn't put two and two together. I kept telling her I felt uneasy. I don't know what it was, but I didn't feel right, and I didn't like my feelings at all. So when we moved to the grassy knoll, which is the corner, I named it because there's a little grassy knoll there, and we parked there. I still felt uneasy. I was like, and I never felt uneasy at that spot. And I was like, I don't feel right. Well, there was somebody in the car with us, because when I freaking listened to we were not on a Necrophonic app either. We didn't have any apps.
Nope.
We didn't use anything. It was a straight EVP. Then I heard the voice in my car. I can't make out what he's saying, but there was somebody right behind us, you know, in the freaking car, because my window was open or it was closed. Hers was open. Mine was closed, because I was just that uneasy. And I locked my damn door.
Yeah. And you locked your door. I remember you saying that. She goes, "Oh crap, I locked my damn door." Yeah.
Yeah. I locked myself in. I felt that uneasy. And then I was like, "You dumbass, you got your car door locked, but you ain't got the back door locked. So somebody could slip in there really easy." That's what was going through my head last night.
Yeah,
there we go.
It will. I mean, like I explained it to her, to me it feels like an anxiety feeling in the lower part of my stomach and in the lower part of my back.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel that, then I know something that is it's not anything positive. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
It's that feeling.
We both felt heat across our legs at one point last night down at the cow hole. We felt, and my car had been turned off for a while, so it wasn't and the GPS kept cutting on, and the car was completely cut off. And she would say certain things, and the GPS would flash. So it was going into the GPS, whatever it was, because I always have my GPS wherever I go. Even when I go to Cabin on 360, I know how to get there, but I still carry it with me because I like to look at my time and stuff like that. So that kept flashing off and on when we were just having a normal conversation, you know, catching up, just a normal conversation, and that happened. So it was pretty wild.
So do you think there's like a portal in the woods? Is it like a bunch of spirits coming together at one spot?
Yeah. Not so much spirits coming together at one spot. I want to call it, you know, people say it's a vortex. Some people call it a portal. I think it's a tear in the dimension. If that's the only way I can explain it, because what you get doesn't necessarily, they'll follow you through Old House Woods.
Mm-hmm.
What EVP or whoever you contact at Cowhole, you'll also contact at the stop sign, or down by Mac's house, or even at the beach. So they will follow you.
Is that... is that big, like, I guess, swamp, like, little, I've seen aerial views of it, and there's, like, a like, almost like a pond-looking thing in the middle of the woods.
Swamp.
Was that where the owl hole is?
Yeah. You can't see it from topographical maps, because believe you me, we tried. And from, you know, like Google Earth, you can't see it because there's just so much. And I'm pretty sure from 1986 till now with all the hurricanes, I mean, Isabel tore that area up. I mean, it's right on the bay. And that whole area flooded out really, really bad. And all of the footbridges and things like that, all of that's gone. So it can't be seen from the air because there's so much crap that has, you know, trees that have fallen over, junk, you name it, leaves that have built up over the years, all of that back in there. But, you know, I do know that, and I've heard it from several other people, to know that it wasn't just something I happened to notice. It doesn't freeze over. Now, I've known that before reading the books and hearing about the legends. But Cowhole doesn't freeze over. That whole area, swamp, will freeze, except Cowell.
Why do you think that is?
I believe because Cowell's deeper. So the water that's several feet deep under there is kept at an earth temperature.
Yeah.
So it's cycling. You know, naturally, that's, you know, it,
yeah.
I don't know how to explain that through engineering where somebody would understand, but it cycles. So you're constantly having a warmer thing of water, and it doesn't freeze.
Do I hear a little RJ?
Yeah.
Yep.
I hear a Superman.
We've always got all the got the Marvel characters on there now.
You say hi?
Say hi.
Aww. Hi, RJ.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi,
Superman.
Aww. Oh, my sweet.
Well, he lasted
such
for
an
right
angelic,
now.
Such an angelic looking child.
Yeah, angelic looking. That's the operative word here.
That's why I said it. I have two. Yeah, I have two, and mine were angelic looking too. Huh, Jerry?
He's really cute. That's right. He's really cute when he sleeps.
Yeah, but you know, I believe, you know, our babies had to look like that, or we would have ate them.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they're so cute.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, they did that. And it's funny because a lot of, you know, even monkeys and apes and things, the babies are just adorable. I'm like, yeah, we were made this way so we wouldn't kill our young and eat it.
That's true. So, well, I think I might have to end the show a little bit early because we got to get
like
6 minutes early.
Yeah, no, you're good. I figured that the blog talk chick was gonna cut us off soon.
So yeah, we got like 6 minutes left. But I want to thank you guys for coming on the show before he steps on my phone. Don't step on my phone. That's, you know.
Good
but,
to hear you,
again,
Angie, and I can't wait to meet you.
Sorry, that's to you.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet you and hang out with Jerry some more. It's like,
yes.
Oh.
I think it's coming up here next
week. Girl, weekend. You'll be hanging out with me Saturday.
I'm excited.
Doing some energy work.
I know.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah.
Got the table ready and everything.
One of these days.
I'll see.
I know I'll see you both on the 17th, and
yep.
I'll see hopefully both of you on the 26th as well.
So,
we appreciate it. Sorry for all the
thanks for the last minute
hullabaloo at the end of the show, but
oh
yeah,
no
sorry.
Problem.
No,
we
never
no
know
how long RJ. He's fine.
Before.
Yeah. So.
Anytime.
We'll see you guys later.
Yeah,
all righty.
Can you blow kisses?
No problem. Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Oh, woo!